what else did George say apart from the fact? Will he come and see the paintings, Eric?
Mm. Yes, he said he'll keep in touch now, he's feeling better. And he was going to a friendship at Thurkeston this afternoon. And he was taking a lady from across the road, so he's meeting him.
He still runs the car then?
Yes, he said he's back on the road, so presumably he's...
Not been dry?
No, well, probably in his state of health. He didn't license the car.
I'll record you too.
Is that better? So I think we did a good morning's work, really. I think being outside in the garden and cleaning the car perhaps helped you cold a bit, do you think?
Possibly.
Have another dose of that buttercup syrup.
What's it got in?
I don't know, but it's good.
Big pigeons down, look.
Mm. It was a lovely day today. I think you did well to wait until now, do you? So, I'll be all right to go to the hairdresser myself in the morning.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will. I was all right this morning. I haven't got anything to carry. So, I'm going on my own tomorrow. You can do a bit of taping of those records.
Got the engine lad to help me on with your coat.
He's not Indian, he's Italian-Canadian.
There's two big ones.
There were three there the other day. I thought you said you were going easy on that seed.
That's the old seed.
No, you didn't buy that till Tuesday. It's only Thursday now.
The last show Monday. Well, you didn't want them sitting there till dark then go off, did you?
Well, you put about 10 panels out.
Well, if it's three nations rolled into one, how did you get there?
Two nations.
Italian, Canadian, now he's British.
I didn't say he was British, I don't know what nationality he is. Well, Canadian, I think he was in, his father was in the Canadian Army in the war. And his brother's in the Army.
When I was a lad, a man went in the army, a young chap went in the army if he'd got no trade and no hope of a job.
But they won't have them now, will they?
Or if he'd been thieving.
They won't have those sort of. I mean, look, they wouldn't have Robert in, would they? I mean, he hadn't really got any educational qualifications, and then they said it was a bit too thin. Not
robust
enough. Told you there's three. Well, we don't want a colony of those. That's how it still seems. I'm going to have some more of that medicine. I said three times a day. Are you going to have a dose now?
When I haven't got my dinner, so.
Do you want any more?
No, I haven't seen.
I think
I'll
have an orange to finish
up. What do you make of this burger
thing? Well, it's an old thing, it is the raked old.
Oh, well, they always do rake, stir the mud up, don't
they? I've not read the paper anyway yet. I think they want to sell the papers on Saturday. I don't think people buy it so much. Have you seen they're going to give you a week's television programmes? Look, you've just turned it over. I can turn two pages over. Look.
What's the idea?
So they sell more papers on Saturday. I don't think they sell so many. What? No, the next page. pass away as he turns them over.
How would you feel? Very rough. But they don't come back again. Especially with this age.
There, 3 to 7 day TV guy, there.
Especially with this age business. Right? You don't know who else he's been with, do you? Normally you know where your husband's been, but if your husband's away and you go with another man, you don't know where he's been, do you? So old girl, I won't let a man go near me.
Problem. Maxwell's son loses 1,000 a minute on roulette.
Must have some money.
Do you want half this orange?
Big ones.
Susie throws it, soothing my throat.
Well, I always thought the paper was better because you have to change many things, didn't you? Mind you, they did have all the satellite and all that, didn't they? But you know, these pains they're giving.
It's not the paper it was.
Pains, joints and muscles.
What does it say about your shoulder?
Looking for this drunk girl.
Well, we've got the radio town.
They made a bloody good start without putting them in.
No, they haven't. No, today's in. We've got the radio times.
Well, you can see these all in one go. Clint Eastwood, 9:40.
Sitting up to that.
20 to 10.
I know, but it'll be midnight before it finishes, won't it?
Are they all gone?
No, the big ones are still there. Did you speak to Jackie, did you say?
No, I was in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. Arabian Nights, 2:00. Oh, I missed that.
It's 3:00 now. I like Cats Hall, didn't you?
Did I what?
Cats Hall.
Yeah, oh yeah, but...
Unusual, wasn't it, how he'd done it?
Showpiece, isn't it, man?
Well... Is there anything any good on?
Only maybe not, it's at 2 and that's from.
Well, I don't like those things.
And then there's Clint Eastwood at 20 to 10.
Nothing in between? Well, the garden certainly looks better for your little clear up, doesn't it?
It's hard, isn't it?
I don't think you'd done it since Christmas, had you?
Okay. Dad's army, I think.
That's on the satellite.
Comedy channel, isn't it?
Wasn't very good last week, really, was it?
Yeah. All gone now, isn't it? Biggie's on top, whatever.
Tom looked as though he'd got a collar on his neck again, didn't he? I meant to ask him and Well, I got interrupted.
What was the day when we went?
Matt was cleaning the windows.
With a broken arm?
She hadn't got a broken arm.
She did, huh?
That was years ago.
I know, but it was like the arm she was using.
I expect so. It was a right arm that she broke. No, I think that's a fire down there. Fire smoke, isn't it?
Yes, that's burning out. That winter rubbish. Cat boxes and whatever. Dustbin's big enough now,
oh,
isn't
yes.
it?
I mean, there's no smoke up this end, so it must be. You haven't drank your beer.
What's the matter, does it? It is switched off. What are you doing?
Oh, it is. Oh.
Press that black button.
It's warm in here. Aren't you too hot?
I'm sure. Switched
it on.
Switched on.
I think that bit of fresh air might have done you cold, good.
I think that bottle did the dose.
What, the buttercup mixed you?
Small.
You think it, do you want another dose?
Got cleared in the throat.
Oh no, it's not time yet.
Cleared in the throat straight away. Coughing by down this morning.
Well, Mad says if you have a dose last thing at night, it helps you sleep.
Who's that?
Madge.
Madge?
Yes.
Well, she's been taking it in.
She says it's the best that she's had lately.
Did she take to get it?
Yes, although I've heard of it before.
I'm going to have some red glee lamps.
They were new just before Christmas.
Mm.
The colour seems to come out of it, doesn't it? I don't mind them that colour, really.
No,
if you get
bright,
them too red.
You don't see them, do you?
It's dark too, they're too dark. Oh, that's how I feel now. Cat's coffee keeps well, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I meant to ask her if she'd got a vax machine, because...
And they don't take the shoes off when they go in, because we saw them go in, didn't we?
I mean...
Where did they go? In the village?
I mean, that carpet was at the other house. She's had it ever since she's been in that house.
Where did they go? To the village shops?
No, they went to Tesco on Bowman Lees.
You never go there, do you?
No, where? You don't like going that district, do you? Anyway, I never did like Tesco as much as Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's got a good name, isn't it?
Well, I think Tesco have gone up market from what they were years ago. But, Cat like this little vase. She said, well, that little vase you brought me. I said, we haven't brought it to for you.
And yet the buyers didn't look at them, did
they? No. Well, we don't want to sell them anymore.
Not
they
really,
just go right in the edge of, end of that shelf, I think. Don't be rude. No. It's about time you finish that beer. I think it's flat by now. Oh, it is hot.
We're not drinking out.
You had that fire on for while I've been in the kitchen.
You're not drinking out of somebody else's glass, eh?
You don't in pubs.
Do you remember that one coming back from England and the butter was on the rim? We know the beef and the buttered cob.
car looks nice, doesn't it? It looks in good condition.
What it does?
Vince's new car.
No, not bad. How many is that there? I don't
know. The water's changing. She said it was only a lady owner, and she knew one who lived in Burston, lived not far away, so.
Just the lady owner could break it, couldn't they? Jam the gears and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose. They don't do it 70, do they? For about 100 miles.
Fancy that farm not having any egg boxes for the eggs. I mean, I've been throwing mine away now, we can't get them at the other farm. I mean, right, if we do go, we better keep them and take some in the car. I mean, we couldn't have carried
them. I should have thought you'd have kept some just to put them in the garage when it's hot.
Well, I always buy them in boxes now. But I won't keep them in the garage anyway.
Cold
I've got to find somewhere to put all that sugar.
Locked on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Or in a box.
No, I might get some more seven oranges next week and make another lot.
Let's go back.
You
had a bad night last night.
You did. I think you did. I never heard you.
I've got a raw chest.
Have you looked at the programmes for tonight?
No.
Where is it? Oh, here it is.
I told you the films, didn't I? Yeah,
No, they were this afternoon's.
Oh, Eastwood. Yeah, is it Eastwood?
Oh, have you seen? Yeah. Allied campaign in the Gulf War, 9:30. No. 9:40 the film. That's on till 11:30. Yes, that's it.
What's it called?
Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
What time is that?
9:40 till 11:30. Yeah. No, that's too late. Not much on, is there really, today?
Yeah. Oh, there's Dad's army, I think. In the
perpetual motion about the Abbot Shackleton.
Okay.
Not who, what? Story of the defunct Abbot Shackleton plane. Front line of Britain's defence. Oh, that one, King of the Wind, that Moot Boy's Love for a Welsh Stallion. You said you wanted to see that when it was on the other day. Do you want to see it? 6:15.
Have a look at that. It's been on several days.
I know, but last time it was on, you said, oh, I wouldn't have minded seeing that. I've not finished reading the morning paper yet. Can
candid camera, 6:30.
Hey, would you say he was handsome now? Put on. Squinty eye, isn't it? Look at his nose. There's Andrew, look. Hey, it said here, a bit fatuous. It's rare for a wife to go on holiday with a male friend. I shouldn't have thought it possible. But about there.
Have you read about that boy whose arm was chopped?
Did the song work?
Well, they're trying, but they're not sure whether they will be successful. She loves something nice. Do you drink?
Mm.
You've still got your beer, haven't you?
I drink it.
The records to take?
I don't know, it got added. I got to do it, it was fine. You know, another done is Waterfall. That sort, and when he came for a meal, he saw all that. He said, then I've got a lot of tapes. He says,
records.
He said, you need to do them all, pick out what you want, or all of them, you know. And,
no, you don't. It won't reach. It won't reach. Well, anyway, the good ones, aren't they? It'll give us a comprehensive selection. Don't think we'll need to buy any more records, do you?
I don't think so. That's why I wanted to start them, so I get them back to him.
Well, he said we can keep
those. I know, but you might fall over and drop one.
No, you won't.
There's about a 30-second on the tape. What would you do?
Just run it off. Well, you could put the other side on. Put the other side on, and then get a new tape ready to.
Well, you couldn't have anybody more careful than me, could you?
No. Oh, no, you do take care of them. There's your hanky. I think they're taking care of them. They don't seem to be scratched, do they?
It's never been used, does it?
Well, she said they only have them on there.
Perhaps they don't like
Christmas time.
Yeah.
Probably look at the television all the time.
Got a bit of dust on.
Is that the other?
The needle's picking the dust up.
Is that the other side?
Yeah, now we've got to see what we've got on there.
Well, just finish that tape off with it.
Look, we've got that bit there.
Yeah, we'll finish the tape off and then get a new one ready to put straight in.
Yeah.
I mean, for this market research one, we ought to finish this tonight, because if she comes tomorrow...
Which one?
This tape that's in this... this market research tape.
Which one?
This is this one that we're recording for that lady. We've got to finish this tape because she'll come in tomorrow for
them. She wants the music, does she?
No, she doesn't want the music.
What are you doing with it then? You've started it. What are you doing?
Recording our voices.
We'll have the music as well.
We'll take it off then. I'll take this off then.
What are you doing? She couldn't have left well alone.
That's okay.
They're a good selection, aren't they? They are very good.
They are.
You like them, though, really?
Well, you always wanted a piano recording, you haven't got one.
No, I wanted Conway.
I thought you were going to put that low so that if this did pick it up, it didn't make any difference. You sit in there, don't sit on the
floor. I wish I could have put it on the floor. That's a record cut, it's
near. Well, the floor's clean, the carpet's clean.
Not when people walk in the carpets?
No.
And you go out and you go. Not finished anyway.
Have you got another tape ready?
I can't know. Stop it.
How many more have you got left from your Christmas box tapes?
Two or four.
I told you to keep the new ones separate, you'll get them all mixed up.
Yeah.
Four.
Nothing. Played Conway's, we wanted one of it, isn't it?
Yes, and you've got one now for nothing.
I think he went on a liner.
Well, he did.
And then,
well, all of his fingers.
And one of them lost the use of his fingers.
I don't know if it was him.
Probably was. I wish I'd have carried on with piano lessons.
Bill used to sniff,
you know, and Mrs. come and knocked on the front door. Says, our house is asleep. Do you mind not playing, you know? Because, they're only 4.5-inch dividing brick walls.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not double. These might be the same, but you can't expect to stop sound going through a 4.5-inch wall, can you?
We had a piano room. Mm. Nobody ever complained about us practicing.
Well, you got good neighbours then, that's all I can say. She came and knocked on the door and then went back and I said, what you stop for? So I started playing. 10 minutes, she couldn't have got up the stairs, she went back again, asking us to stop. So that was it. That ended the first lesson of my piano. I mean, you can't practice piano if people next door can play, can you?
Most people did have pianos and practiced.
Well, you know, when I used to come to you, walked across because of the trams Christmas Day, all down Argyle Street, they were bulging, you know. Sometimes the door was open and they were all at the front door like this, and fresh people trying to get in. And the pianos were going full blast.
Well, I told you, brought his drums to our house one Christmas.
Must have been different neighbours to my day.
You know, because we got a piano and he got a drum set for Christmas. He was about 17 or 18 then. Thought you said it was nearly finished.
The tape's still running. It's about finished now. Shall I put another tape in for the
rest? Yes, that's what I said, put a new tape in. I told you to get the 81 ready.
These have been undone, haven't they?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they're all wrapping.
Well, they're about to five in a big wrapper. That's why they're loose. Side A.
There's two at the back with individual wrappers.
Well, you're the...
I must
expert
have got these
two there.
Off to do. There's nothing on the panel at all.
No, well,
side You wish you could go back to the good old days? Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No.
What? Don't we?
Just making sure.
Not when you carried your shoes in a brown paper bag under your arm. When
you dance around.
When you were going home, the trams had stopped. And all the girls had a, you know, the ordinary paper bag with got the shoes in there.
I remember.
They don't change the shoes though now, do they?
Anyway,
they all have taxis now. Yeah, true. Don't know this one, do you? Mm. I was always annoyed though, Bill and George were magnificent dancers, and a chap I used to walk out with some dogs, going to swim in that. He used to send out on the lot like this. You used to dance like that. My aunt didn't like a lot because I wasn't in it, you know, somehow.
You dance all right when
you're going to the town. I could do Park Parade. The girls, I went in the factory and one of the girls says, who was saying about it, and said, oh, Arthur Bure, you ought to see him dance the Park Parade. Of course, I'd been to Cecile's half a crown for an hour every Saturday.
I went there for lessons.
Yeah. And she walked on front of the 20 hours into
rows. No.
She walked on front doing the steps. And she said, I'm going to walk with me back, so I'm going to listen. She says, oh, there's one there. He missed a step. I said, I called out Leslie, you know, her partner lot. I said, it was Leslie. He said, In Rushton, she taught girls dancing, you know, like you when you were young. And I went, would she teach? He says, yes, half a crown for half an hour, every Friday. But, I don't know. Somehow I couldn't, you know, I always felt such a fool, you know. Everybody was looking at me. I thought this ain't my cup of tea. Where did you start dancing?
I told you I went to Cecile's. Well, we had at school.
Did you go to any church dances? We went to St. Pace, I think it was, and...
What, in London Street?
No. Right near the Imperial Spinning Park,
I don't know
that
the
one.
Right
anyway, there was... the floor was 6-inch, 3-inch floorboards, and they'd been dancing...
And
the knots, used to come out of spring, and the knots had come above the wood, and they used to sprinkle French chalk all over.
I'm pleased you've got this record now, aren't you?
We tried everywhere to get one, didn't we? Beats all the rock and roll, doesn't it, really?
Although they've got some... Surprisingly,
yes,
modern ones in there.
Was Major good dance?
No, I don't think Major Tom would dance much.
What about Kathleen?
I don't think they went all that much. Well, she was young one day anyway. The war came along, didn't they? not had them all day.
Where
are they?
You say that. Look at that. Can you see anything in there between the two?
Yes, those lines.
No, you've got to see the two discs, space in between. Where's where?
I can see it.
But there's all you can see is a little bright spot. Mm. Well, that ain't the space. If you tilt it like, I can just see it, and about 6 inches between the two.
Was it nearly finished?
Yeah, it means it's played half, another half to go.
What else are you going to have to eat tonight?
Oh, I don't want anything more.
Coffee?
We could do.
Want some cake with it?
No, I want any more cake.
Or my flapjack?
We couldn't.
You've not tasted one, they're lovely.
I'll have one tomorrow. I'll give you four, you're full. You don't want to know better.
You've got brown sugar and butter.
You don't want to know better, husband.
I don't know, I think you're getting a bit fat
around
the middle now.
That's what I thought. Trousers.
Tom is.
My trousers are getting too tight.
Oh, that reminds me. When I go in town tomorrow, I'm going to take one of yours to get done. Those navy ones, they're the tightest, aren't they? That navy pair, they were expensive. God, they were. Well, if you're not going to have anything else to eat, you better have some medicine.
Yes, get rid of
me. Do you want some more now?
It's a dry cough, isn't it? Do you want me to meet you tomorrow or anything? What about all the larger books?
No, they're not due back yet.
But do you want me to meet you?
No, I shall be alright. I've not been shopping all that lot today. Can you undo it? I'm still not going on to use.
Will you have some?
Not now, I've just had some. Because I've still got a bit of a throat, and it said for sore throats too. I want. Man, you're spilling it.
Well, so are you getting on there. Wash your hands.
It soothes, didn't it?
Wash your hands.
I don't know what to do.
Bring me a hot towel and
fan. You'll be lucky.
Don't go down the line, Daddy. Don't go down tonight.
This isn't it. What is playing?
There used to be a tearjerker. And then there was the boy stood on the burning deck. That was a
now, tomorrow, all I've got to get is meat. And you know, for your dinner, will you have that shepherd's pie? Mm. I don't know what I want.
It's got to be got rid of, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I made a big one.
And let's put it out for the cat.
You cheeky thing. For the birds, more like.
There were two cock
no,
black birds
this
morning.
You're not very keen on fish. So I'll get a bit of fish for myself.
I think that's putting it milder.
What?
You remember in France, the major domo was walking around the table and he said, fish soup, and you said yes, and he turned to me. I said, not likely. He says, why? I said, because it smells of fish. he got a bit hungry.
I don't like that bouillabaisse much.
No.
Although that place, it was all right, but it's not one of my favourite ones.
What was your favourite?
What is my favourite? Mm. I don't know.
It still is then, I suppose, by that. What was means the past, but is means the present.
You try and give me a reminiscing with your slide.
Well, I brought up in slums, Mark's Church. How did you expect them to talk down there? used to say, "Have you got it?"
Well,
you don't hear that now,
you
do
don't
you?
Put it on there. You do in some parts of your stuff. Listen to this.
Well, it'll soon be spring now, I suppose.
Well, we're getting to
Operation Dig Up.
Well, we've got all the bulbs to come off of yet. Mm.
They're a bit hesitant at the moment.
No, they're not. They're shooting through. This side's not as good as the other one, is it?
Yeah. Much more gentle, isn't it?
Better without that teapot on.
Well,
it didn't really go with the rest of it.
A bit like what you win at darts at the fair, didn't it?
No, but I mean, it didn't really go with the rest of the things.
Oh, no, well, he said that.
Yes.
It
worth
£10
then,
didn't it? Somebody else had it in 10 years' time.
Bottle of whiskey.
What does Bill do now these days, you reckon? Has he found any? No, yours. Marge's
Bill. I don't know.
He doesn't seem to mention.
Well, he's got his allotment and he helps Tina, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's not much of an allotment, though, is it really?
No, but he.
Compared to the garden he sold.
Although he said he thought he might give it up this year.
Mm. Where's Georgia Gardner?
Well, don't you remember once we went round, he got a lovely garden. Then we went and it was all overgrown.
Yeah.
And then the next time, a few years later, he got it back. He got it now.
Didn't he have a railway running? A modern railway?
Yes.
Little steam locomotive.
But I expect, as he was ill all last year, he let it go. I mean, Catherine said he was suffering from clinical depression.
You know that big loft I helped him get the big lathe up he bought from the farm? Well, he'd got the little marker, they were about 2.5 feet marker. I says, "Don't you use that now?" I said, "No." "Has he ever thought of selling it?" He says, "Well, no, not really." He says, "I'll do it up, I think." And all he did, he painted it, he said. Well, we went over 2 or 3 weeks later and happened to mention it. He wanted £200 for it.
Well, you could have had it. No,
he didn't give £200 for it. He'd had it 8 or 10 years.
Well, I think he's getting back in circulation now. We're bringing Mickey up today. And he was going to this, apparently, a friendship meeting or something for elderly people in the village. And he was giving a lady across the road a lift there. So. Because apparently, while he was on the phone, she came knocking at the door.
Mm.
And he said, "Oh, wait a minute while I answer the door." And he apparently told her to sit in the car while he finished his conversation with me.
But you
were in the garden, so I couldn't fetch you.
Would he marry again?
No.
Oh, Kath soon did, didn't she?
Yeah, it was about 4 years.
And I was saying about my aunt to say Maz, we say about the whole going out. And she says, "Oh, well, something now." She's been very, given her a lot. What he's done and what, And I nearly said, but I didn't. I could have said, well, look what she got out of her husband. You know, those wholesale markets. And I never mentioned that, yet she mentioned what Vince were doing now. I mean, fair's fair, isn't it?
Yes, but Kathy's a sort of very
up and down.
No, loving person, isn't she? I mean, very fussy person. She likes somebody to fuss over.
Never fussed over me when I've been in her vicinity.
You're my husband, you're not hers. No, but she is that sort. She's got to have somebody to sort of fuss over
Well, you're a bit that way, aren't you? You're the hard centre thing.
Am I?
You like bossing, and I'm a good ploy for you, aren't I?
Because,
see, I don't bother about you bossing me. Well, I feel wood.
You don't know. You always like to do things your way and find out things the hard way, instead of if I say, you can do it like that. You don't. You just Tommy opposite.
Yes,
all
I
the
like
time.
To find out why it's easy and hard.
Yes, well, it's a bit silly sometimes.
Mm. I walked it. Many times I've gone to. I walked in one factory in particular, and the foreman of the lasting room and the manager were talking to the boss of the factory, and as I walked by, I said, good afternoon, and I went walking by to the barber fastener, an American machine, and it went 600 slugs. Anyway, I said good afternoon, and as